Hey, so welcome everyone.
Quick question. So all of even the working group meetings are recorded? I mean, I don't really care. It's just curiosity.
The new policy, and I'm forgetting exactly when it went into effect. It may have been October, it may have, I think it was in October, that
All meetings.
all meetings
I
are
think that's good.
recorded.
It makes
So
sense.
yeah. And it's something that we're phasing in. Some meetings that are in person right now, so it was easy to kind of like say yes and start rolling with meetings that are virtual. Meetings that are in person, there's kind of a spin-up schedule for what that looks like. So it's getting kind of phased in.
So will a link to those be available somewhere for the public?
There, it all goes in Legistar. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So in a Legistar for a meeting, there'll be a line to link to the video recording.
Yes, and that's
And then
and again,
the
it's all kind of being phased in. So the back end support for that is also something we're working on.
Yay.
If you go to the Legistar of Sustainable Madison Committee, there is a watch column now
Okay,
that has a
excellent.
link.
Yep.
Excellent.
Right
I
now,
also
for
want to.
sometimes, depending on how the settings go, we have to go in and upload them manually. So that's kind of like another extra step for us. So again, it's something we're getting used to.
I also want to say I'm really excited by the new web page for sustainability. Wow, it's great. People have been commenting to me on that, saying, "Oh, you guys are doing stuff. Oh, I can see it now. Wow, it's wonderful. Yay, things are happening in Madison. Yay, all these years we've been hoping for that, and yay, now we've got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you."
I'm glad that people are visiting. Yeah, it was a little bit of a lift, but I'm glad that we could get it out there. Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started on the business for today. And business for today is making sure that everybody's kind of caught up on where we are on process and sort of talking about our next steps. So I think maybe there were some folks that weren't at the last meeting, so I'll just kind of start from the beginning. This is the working group that is working to update Madison's sustainability plan. Our plan was created in 2011, and so we are updating that plan, and we're in process for that. At the SMC meeting last night, the SMC got their look at full draft two, which within our process is the draft we needed to get to before we were going to start our public comment process. And so that's our public engagement process, I should say. It's a little bit more, I think, all-encompassing than just public comment. Has some very specific meetings in local government, so it's a public engagement process around this to really get some feedback. So that's our next stage. So what we, as a working group, we've gotten to draft two. Next phase is I'm going to be drafting, and I said this at our meeting last night. I'm going to be drafting the scope of work to issue an RFP to bring on a contractor to help us with the next phases. That includes writing copy, developing the design and layout of our actual reports, and helping us with that public engagement piece, just the design of that piece, doing some of the back end. The city will still be the leader on that. They're not going to kind of go out and do engagement without us, right? So we are still going to be leading on that, but they will be providing support for that work. So that's a really exciting new phase. And so that's kind of the next thing on my desk. It was like, get this draft to SMC, get feedback on that, and then turning to that scope so that we can get our contracted support. So that was kind of always part of our plan. We're just moving it up a little bit so that we can get some extra capacity on this and keep things rolling, especially since I'm going to soon be, like, I'm short-staffed right now and soon going to be hoping to staff back up. The other piece of that in the meantime, and this is something we talked about at our last meeting, and I'll go ahead and share my screen with you all so you can see what. Well, if you just go to our sh I'll show our sign-up sheet for our call-out boxes. And I know some of you have already signed up, and that's fantastic. Let me get over there. Hold on. My sharing is a little funny. There we go. Okay, so things are getting really. Things are very slow internally in our computers today. So we'll have to be patient with our technology. Susan, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I was just looking at this colored box spreadsheet, and I noticed that the categories, the chapter headings that appear here and the chapter headings that are in draft two, I'm not sure they're aligned.
They don't match up. You're right. Yeah, that's because this predated that kind of draft two that I shared out. So I'm going to put it on my to-do list to fix that.
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm sort of puzzling about as I think about doing that transportation stuff is that, you know, bikeability, for example, shows up in BRT, shows up under the city infrastructure, city design, and resilient city design and infrastructure, but it also shows up under sustainable transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, as we write these, just to be sure that we're getting context as most useful, it would be good to know kind of where you think they're going to land.
That's a great point, Susan. And something that I thought about too, as just going over that draft before sharing it out, is kind of, it's inevitable that there's going to be some crossover, and we might do a bit of kind of rearranging as it goes along. And I think that's healthy. Probably that we have a good deal of crossover. So these are kind of definitely not set in stone. And there was some good feedback last night too. And I think Susan, you were one of the folks that was talking about kind of potential kind of rearrangements, like where things belong. And so we can kind of definitely, you know, the door is open for that as well. I think some of these topics, maybe if you need to kind of visualize where it would go, and it maybe should be in another place when you write it, I think it's okay to indicate like, hey, I think maybe this fits best in this section, and then, you know, we can sort of put it there. Some of the way that the layout will typically go too is sometimes things will get like rearranged a little bit as they move along, just depending on like what fits well on a page. Right. And so there's going to be kind of some wiggle room there. But if you're kind of going to be drafting one of these and you want to kind of provide that commentary and context, that's great.
Okay, thanks.
And some of these will appear maybe where they're first, it may make sense for them to appear where they're first mentioned. And then they might get mentioned again kind of later in the document. It just sort of depends. So just to back up a little bit, this is intended for, as we were developing the goals and actions, there were in many places, we can say 26 places right now, that we identified concepts or definitions or just places where context would be helpful to go in a final report. At the end of the day, someone has to write that copy, right? Like, who is going to be providing that, especially that first draft, which I feel like is, at least speaking for myself as a writer, sometimes the one that takes the longest. And so getting that first draft out can be really, really helpful. And we're gonna hopefully get some help from our contractor to do part of this copy, but your time and brain power as volunteers for SMC is less expensive than a contractor. And it is a way for us to keep things rolling as we're searching for that contractor and doing these other pieces. So we don't have a deadline for this, and it is, of course, absolutely voluntary. So some folks kind of signed up for these as we went along last time, and you know, it's just something that might be useful, that I think would be useful going on. So that's kind of what this is about. And again, it's if you like don't have time in your schedule for this, that's totally okay. Absolutely no judgment. So with that context, now Jeanette, I see your hand up.
Can you reshare this link to this sign-up sheet?
Yes, and it is in the draft two folder.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you look in the draft two folder, can you see it?
I'll take a look. That's my question.
Okay. Lance, I see your hand up next.
Yeah. And I kind of had the same question. I have not seen this document, and I guess I must have missed a meeting. I see that in the natural areas that Christina has signed up as author. I thought I was the author of that, but I wasn't exactly sure what this means. Could you explain this a little bit more? Because this is the first time I've seen this, and I certainly would like to still be a part of the parts that I originally authored.
Yeah, so this is completely separate from the actions and goals. So these are the concepts that kind of came up as we were going along. So this wasn't the last meeting, which I think you were unavailable for. So this was, I shared this out as a way for us to, for those that want to stay engaged and keep creating parts of this, of the plan as we move along. This is a way to do that now that the goals and actions are going to be like going through a different process, and our work on those is sort of, the working group's work on those is done for now. And so, so this was saying, this is the extra, this is that context that needs to go in the final report. These are the places that in our previous version, we had said, hey, we want to define this. We want to talk about this. We want to provide context for this. So these are just like within the previous draft, kind of where those things showed up so that when we want to take these call out boxes or context and figure out where they belong in a final report, it may be, these might be the right places. They might be in a different place. Like I said, it may be the first time a word is used or the first time we talk about a concept, whereas the strategy or action related to that specifically might be further down in the document or vice versa. So these can sort of, there's a little bit of wiggle room where this stuff will appear in the final document. And so these are just kind of these concepts. This is the topic, and then provided some details of like who would want to, and have the availability to work on that.
Okay, could you go down to the natural areas, please, or the natural systems? Yeah. Okay, so I see Christine on the, there were a couple of, okay, this is the first time I've seen this, like I say, but there were a couple of other, so these are the comments, there are the ones taken from our working document where it says details.
These are, yeah. So these are, this is the detailed description that I provided based on our previous conversation. So solar on city facilities, provide a description of the progress and future plans for solar on city facilities. Like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That should probably be me. But so this is just, it's not kind of copy pasted necessarily. It's just based on what we've been covering previously.
Okay. And our, I see, are we able to comment on these or add to these at all, or?
So actually, can I add something, Lance? Lance, if you like to take on these definitions, I'm totally fine with it. So I did, the only one that I did contact, actually Suzanne connected me with an expert on wetlands. So he's Steve, is that right, Suzanne?
Yeah, Steve Glass.
Yeah, he's working on wetlands definition and examples. So that one probably, you know, like we could honor that one, and then you can work on the other ones, which would be, oh no, actually, yeah. Let's see. No, conservation, water conservation. Do you want to do water conservation?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to do water conservation definition?
Do I can't quite understand you.
The water conservation.
Natural systems here, water conservation.
Yes, what about it?
Do you want to take on that definition?
Do you want to write the part that describes the water utilities' achievements and programs to promote water conservation? Row 22.
Yeah, I you know, I'm not an expert in that right now, but I could possibly look into it. I was more into the okay, so you've got somebody working on the wetlands and
yes,
examples and zero waste. How about the parks and open space plan?
Okay.
I would work on that one. That was probably the one I'm more interested in than any of them. So that I would take that, and I mean it would mean talking to and getting some more information from the water utility directly for the water utility one, I'm sure.
And I forgot to mention, Lance, that these are this is going to be a city document coming out that's talking about some of these. So it is fair game to plagiarize existing city documents. So the city, the water utilities website, water utility reports, it's totally okay to draw from those existing resources.
Okay.
Because it's not sort of plagiarism if it's sort of already city, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that I think can help, you know, you don't have to start from scratch on these.
Okay. All right. And if Christine, if you want me to do the water one, I'll do that one too.
That's okay. I mean, I can do it. I thought you wanted to do it. The other question I had was, do we have a word count? Are we going to limit, you know, that these definitions, you know, kind of like to give you that.
Yes. Thank you for asking that. And I think for now, it would be, I know some, it varies. So if we could stick to like 400 to 800 words for these, that would be really useful. If for some reason something needs, some of these are beefier topics, right, than others. But you know, that's typically, that's about half a page to a page of text. And if it's a little shorter or a little longer, like, you know, this isn't kind of your high school essay time. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got another question then. The part about the pollutants, the three pollutants that we identified in the system, I don't see that here. That's certainly one that I would work on that paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that one here. The other part of the natural systems one.
Describing what those
are. Because you know we mentioned three specific. You know, we mentioned specific pollutants, and we should at least give a little background on that. That's one of the geekiest parts of this, I think, is that part of it. Because, you know, we've done so much with phosphorus and our leaves and that, and we, you know, and the issue of the PFAS is right out there in the public eye a lot. So we really need to put something about that in there. And so I think that's important that we have a paragraph about that section.
Okay, that sounds great. I added it on the list.
All right, thanks.
Okay, great. And I put our word count here so that we would remember that. That's a really good question. Okay. Susan, I see your hand up.
Yeah. So I looked around at some other city plans, and I was very struck with the city of Chicago's plan. And one of the reasons I'm bringing that up right now, I mean, it's a bit too wordy for me, but one of the things I really liked about it is that its initial pages 4 and 5, I just put the link to that at the bottom of this color box document, it has a glossary. And what's interesting about that glossary is that it, you know, it just like takes words that.
Where did you drop it, Susan? I can follow it so we can all look at it.
Well, I can't share my screen, but I put it. Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry. I don't know how to put it in there. Can I put it in
there? Well, I think if you paste it in, we should be able to.
I don't think I have access to that. Okay. You know what I can do? I can I put it into my version. The version I had up on my screen. So maybe I have to reload it. And then if you scroll down to okay.
Anyways, you can keep telling us. Sorry, I didn't mean to be really.
Chicago CAP, Climate Action Plan. And they have a glossary. And the glossary starts the whole thing out after, you know, sort of introduction from the, you know, the mayor and blah, blah. And it'll do things like, say, resiliency. Resiliency is the ability to anticipate, prepare for, you know, and gives you a definition. Urban heat island, redlining, protected bike lanes, transit electrification, net zero, you know, all these terms that I think many of us have noticed. Folks that are not used to, folks don't spend their lives doing what we're doing, are like, what? And I found that was really useful. And so I'm guessing that the call out boxes will introduce people to these terms as they come up when they read. I'm just wondering maybe if it might be a good idea to concatenate all of those terms and all the definitions that we come up with in maybe a glossary at the end. Their glossary is at the beginning, but I just thought it was a really cool thing for us to maybe black copy.
Yeah, I think it totally makes sense to have like a glossary or a section that describes all of those terms. What these are here, I think most of these, and I won't say all of them for sure because I would be wrong probably, but most of these call out boxes right now, I think, are kind of describing a topic and how the city's using it, or describing a city program or a city report. You know, like a zero emissions fleet is like in our, there might be like a zero emissions definition in the glossary, but the call out box would say like the city's goal around a zero emissions fleet is this, and these are kind of our milestones, or this is our progress so far, and this is where we're going, or some of those highlights. So I think this is a really good example of distinguishing what goes in the glossary versus what goes in a call out box. I think that's, and so what we have right now, I think there might be some things in here that's a little more that could actually be going in a glossary rather than a call out box. So if it's just like a definition, I think maybe if we think about it as if it's like a definition of a term, and that definition would be kind of the same across our plan or the city of Chicago's plan, then that belongs in the glossary. But if it's something about what the city, it's like maybe a concept that we do a little defining and explaining for, and then also specific to the city of Madison, so people understand how that is touching down here specifically, then that's maybe a call out box. Is that a helpful way of thinking about it? Okay. Right. And like I said, there might be some gray areas in here as well. So, or if it requires maybe like more context, like a zero waste and a definition of a zero waste plan, right? Like that sort of, that's bigger, it's a bigger concept than maybe like the short kind of one or two sentence definition that would go in a glossary. And so maybe that's a larger piece.
So we should probably start a list of those glossary terms that would be helpful to say, okay, here's the ones we're going to have a separate definition so that we don't repeat kind of defining them in these paragraphs we're writing.
Well, go ahead. Oh, no, go ahead, Susan. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The work that the city of Chicago did already could be a place to start. Like, we don't need to start all over. You know, we could say, yeah, well, we don't really need, you know, to include that in the Madison one, but the rest of these are yay.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. In terms of like borrowing them from places, you know, their definitions are definitions, right? And there's a little nuance, but I think that's in my past experience of sort of developing a bigger kind of like report or piece like this, is that's kind of one of the last things that we do. And I think that's something that our contractor can help us with, is they'll kind of go through this document and make sure like, okay, this needs a definition, this needs a definition, you know, this, and pull out the things that go in the glossary. And then sometimes it's kind of a two-way street. Sometimes the definition that's in there then gets pulled out and put in the glossary, or sometimes it stays where it's at. It's all about kind of that copy piece, right? But I think it's okay to kind of go where we are if we need to define a term as it is and just go for it. And then that'll be kind of like one of those final stage things of saying, okay, we'll have these definitions at the end of the day. Because who knows, there may be terms that need to go in these call out boxes that would get pulled into a glossary as well, depending. Okay, so this is kind of where we are. Again, you know, these are moving pieces. I think we can talk about deadlines down the road. I know this is a busy time of year for a lot of folks. Work-wise, we're wrapping up Q4. Life-wise, we're wrapping up Q4. We're trying to spend a little extra time, you know, doing some of the things that we really like outside of work and volunteering. So I think we can pick this back up at a later meeting in terms of deadlines. I'm not sure we have to worry about it too much. I will
what the general time frame is now, kind of. Just, you know, in terms of months or.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get the contractor to help us get that out the door either in December or January. so that we can start getting responses to that, to RFP, getting somebody then, I haven't gone through this kind of contracting process at the city yet, so I don't have a great understanding from my own experience about how long that will take, but there is a process to get the, you know, you have to leave it open, you know, so getting somebody on board, probably February is what we're really looking at. To be perfectly honest, it's a tough time of year to start getting RFPs in, and then we'll have to review those and all of that. So then we'll be able to kick off that kind of next phase, and exactly how that work needs to get staged, I want to work with them on. And then we'll start that engagement work. So that's sort of where we're looking at for that.
So public input might not be till spring.
It'll be after February. Yeah. Kai, see your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. Do you know the timeline too of when we will get the other staff, the sustainability staff?
I haven't posted the job opening yet.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
Yeah, and that we sort of gamed out that process, and that process also takes several months. So it's all kind of like, yeah. You know, and the fewer people, the smaller your program, the longer it takes to hire, because the fewer folks you have to kind of pick up the slack and do all that. So it's a lot of balls in the air, but I will let you all know when that is posted too, because I'm hoping that you have some good folks that you can refer over. So I'll pop over to this other spreadsheet, which Susan, thank you for sending over the example. Susan, sent an email and I think uploaded a document as well, right? Into our folder that had some recommendations of cool plans out there. So that's what the spreadsheet is for.
I didn't upload it to
anyone.
Just sent it to you.
Okay. So so this is to the contractor list. So if you know of folks in your other work that do this kind of work, that help out with the development of plans, with the and particularly around sustainability, climate action, city planning processes, that would be great, because I think that folks that have that experience and kind of core knowledge can sort of hit the ground running on this. And so if there are other plans that you've worked on that might be related to this or that you really like, this is where you can kind of say, you can drop it in and you can be like, here's the folks that worked on that plan. Here's their rep. They can be local, which is awesome. They don't have to be. So if you like Chicago's plan and you kind of open it to the first page and it's like, here's the contractor that helped them with this, and I really like how this plan is, then, you know, it can go in here. And this is really helpful. We try to post everything far and wide so that people can find our RFPs and respond to them. But we also do send them to contractors that we hope are going to respond as well as part of an outreach process. So this is just to kind of start that list and draw on your brain power if you already have, if you already kind of have some of that in mind or have some experience doing that or have some plans really like. So that's the other piece. And so I think this was our last meeting that we have on the calendar. I have some big pieces to be working on. You all have some big pieces to be working on if you're going to be doing part of these. And so I was going to propose that we meet again in January, so that gives me a little bit of breathing room to work on the scope and get the RFP out the door. Gives you all some time to kind of sit down and write on these. You know, it'd be great if you set aside an hour a week to where I think that might make some great progress if that still works in your schedule in this time of year where, you know, we might be taking some extra time off. So if we're okay with that, I mean, how does that sound? Do we want to keep meeting? Do we want to, you know, be meeting bi-weekly in this like later phase? Do we want to be meeting monthly in this later phase? Just wanting to kind of hear from you all about what you think is best. Go ahead, Susan.
I have a proposal. What if there was like an email that just sent out, maybe that you sent out like every week or two, saying that as a kind of a progress report? That way it doesn't take a whole lot of your time or our time, we could sort of check to see, oh yeah, oh, I see that Kai has written blah, blah, I'm gonna take a look at what he did, and you know, stuff like that, so that we can stay in touch, but not, you know, not take a lot of time on Zoom.
And that if there's somebody that needs to respond about something, that that could facilitate that happening.
I like the email updates idea at this point.
Yeah,
I could see a situation where we meet once a month too. Like, yeah. But mm-hmm. It's sometimes harder to meet if we have something on the calendar than we have it on the calendar, but then having more regular email check-in.
Yeah, so I could do, how about we, so if we do a monthly meeting and then a 2-week update, how does that sound? So we'll like meet once a month, and then yeah. In the 2 weeks, I'll send out an email and be like, here's what I've done in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to respond with your updates, and if you have questions for the group, we'll kind of keep it rolling that way. So it's like, we have a touch point every 2 weeks. And then we can decide if we want to do that monthly meeting. If we're like, oh, we have progress to talk about, we can do that. How does that sound?
That's good.
So our next one would be late December or early January?
I think January. I'll send out, December is already getting a little hairy to schedule. And so I'll send out a poll. Let's see, we could try to just do a standard time, but I'm bad at doing this. I'll send out a doodle and we'll get something on the calendar for, let's try to do like January, February, March, like all at once, so I don't inundate you with more doodle polls. How does that sound?
That's good.
Yeah, maybe something like the second week of each month or something like that. Is that what you're thinking?
I think it'll vary. Unfortunately, my schedule is a little bit unpredictable. So I'll send a poll to find a time for us. Okay. All right. So I think those were the topics I knew that I needed to cover with you all. Was there anything else that we wanted to talk about while we were together today? Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I bumped into Alder Evers recently, and he said, oh, just so you know, the Common Council has voted to have yet another position for the sustainability staff. And I was wondering if that was a replacement or is that in fact a third person?
It is in fact another position. That's right. So we will be having, the sustainability coordinator position is the position that Stacy had. And so Stacy's position is gonna be filled, another sustainability coordinator person. And we have the funding available for a 3-year sustainability position for the program, and then pending additional grant funding, that person would be able to stay longer. It's a good, so this person is going to be really focused a lot on our the reducing emissions from the built environment. And so that's electrification. We have in our work plan to develop an equitable electrification plan. We have our own programs on electrification and efficiency. And there's a lot of opportunity to capitalize on a lot of federal funding that's coming down the pike, both for our work as the city and then making sure that that's accessible to our community, right? The folks know about it. They know, you know, how to apply when things are coming up. And then some of that funding could also sort of continue to fund their position. And so this is a really big body of work. And so that person will be focused on the kind of built environment, reducing emissions in the built environment piece, whereas the sustainability coordinator position is that kind of broad, much more flexible kind of position. And so we have to define them and sort of be a little bit more narrowly focused with the other, because it is going to be that sort of not limited term, but three-year position. Hopefully we'll be able to extend it. But we have the funding to be able to do that, which is very exciting.
So it sounds like that's a capital budget as opposed to operations.
Yes, yeah.
So where do you stand, Jessica, in these positions? I don't quite understand. Is this
she's operations. Position? She's got it.
What do you mean?
She's in the operations budget. I mean, that's not.
No, I understand that, but you're going to stay on, right, Jessica?
Oh, yeah. So I'm program manager. I'm not going anywhere. These folks will be working for me. I'm not leaving.
So you're not. So there's going to be a separate sustainability coordinator to you?
So Stacey was sustainability coordinator. So yeah. I'm program manager, sustainability coordinator, built environment person. So now our program is going from 2 people to 3 people. Does that make sense?
Kind of, but I'm still trying to understand what your position is different than the new sustainability coordinator you're talking about, a separate person.
So the sustainability coordinator role is Stacey's old position. So we're just going to be hiring to fill Stacey's position.
Right. Will that be the person then that staffs the committee?
We have to kind of talk about that. I feel like it's been a little bit of an onboarding learning process. So by the time we get this person on, Dan might retain the role of doing that back end support. They will probably be joining us for the SMC meetings because it's great to have 2 staff people for a meeting, right? There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and so it's good to have 2 folks there. So they'll be coming to our meetings. Now, will they be doing that kind of back-end Legistar stuff? Dan might retain that once we get a new person. We haven't really kind of talked about what that looks like yet. Thanks, Susan, for asking about that. I forgot to tell you all. Jeanette, I see your hand up.
I'll just say that that's exciting. I mean, we know that the city could use more support. So super exciting.
Yeah, it's great. And it'll allow us to move faster on things. I mean, you know what it's like when plates are full. And so it's going to be exciting that we'll be able to get some folks on and speed up.
Yeah, I have one more comment. You know, budget needs to be aligned with values and goals. And one of the, obviously, even 3 people shouldn't be enough. I mean, if the whole darn city is looking at their work through a climate lens. So the question there is how to get all the departments thinking, you know, like, oh, now what are the impact? What is the implication for what we're doing with respect to climate, and how does it intersect with the stuff going on the other departments, you know, to get rid of the siloing so that everybody's pulling together, kind of the way the city's been really, really quite good at that with respect to an equity lens. And I'm really hoping that that same energy and capacity moves into the climate thing.
And that's something that we're hopeful for as well. It's also kind of in the work plan to think about what that looks like. So equity has been very intentional about what it means to do this work citywide, what it takes from the perspective of like the time and energy and how it's organized and how it's socialized. It's not magic, right? It's work. And it takes a good deal of capacity to make that happen. And so there's different kind of models. I think the Racial Equity and Social Justice Initiative is like one model of how that gets socialized across the city. And, you know, we have some good lessons on what works and what doesn't work and how to improve. And so, you know, we need more staff to be able to kind of do that work, because it does take it takes leadership, not only from the sustainability side, but also from the other agencies. And, getting people to dedicate the time and capacity to do that on what sometimes I think can feel like on top of the other work. And we know that it's not really on top of the other work. We know that it's a way of doing the other work, but it still takes a lot to get everybody on board with that idea. Okay, I will give you 15 minutes back if that's okay. All right, look for a Zoom for me. Reminder that our meeting got moved for December. So we're meeting on the 17th of December is the next full SMC meetings. We'll have a little bit of a shorter cycle, You'll get the reminder and everything. If I didn't, did I already send the calendar hold for that one?
You're talking about December 19th?
The 19th, yeah.
The 19th, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I must have already sent the calendar hold for that one. Yeah. And so it'll be sort of same as usual, but it just a little bit earlier. And then Kai, if you wouldn't mind me putting you on the spot, I'm gonna send this out but the reminder about the paperwork that you said we all needed to do, and which is a great reminder. So if you wouldn't mind.
Statement of interest form, yeah. I've already filled mine out.
Kai gets a
Well, I'm just trying to remind everyone, especially for new members. I'm not sure if they'd be familiar, because it did say that new members are required to fill it out, even though they had just filled it out.
Okay, and I'm putting it on my list, and I will send everyone a reminder. But thank you, Kai, for your doing your co-chairly duties and leading by example. And sure. Getting us all on board for that. So I'll send out a reminder and a link for everyone to do that, but just so you know.
Do those come every year? Is it an annual thing? I honestly feel like they come every 2 months.
So your years are 2 months long.
Yeah, I was like,
did I just do this? And then I realized, no, it's probably been a year. So maybe that's just what life feels like right now.
Yeah, well, time is faster than usual. I think it's just sped up.
What a vibe.
All right, everyone, have a great day. We'll see you on the 19th.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.